Hi, welcome to... Hey, this is the All Range Mode Podcast, episode 35. My name's Joe. To my right, I have Dan.
Hello.
To Dan's right, we have Doug.
Hello.
Doug's right, we have Chad.
Hey, ladies.
And to Chad's right, back to me. So, welcome to the show. All Range Mode.
Oh boys, Doug's in the Final Fantasy beta.
Yeah, it's pretty neat.
That's all there is to say with that.
What to say about it? Let's see.
Yeah, but we're not really experienced on MMOs, so.
Yeah, I played the only MMO I ever played.
Well, no, like you played Warcraft.
The only MMO I've ever played is Final Fantasy XI, and I liked that a lot. It was really hard and. Didn't have as many menu screens as this one, but it's still fun. I like the Final Fantasy world online. I'm really excited to play with it. My goal is to sell Kyle on it, so he plays it for 500 hours.
You guys fucking love doing that.
Have Kyle explain the game.
That's the best.
And give me all his like hard-earned shit and just kind of have Kyle Sherpa me through the game. Because he's really good at figuring out, like, the fucking
things that drive
you crazy in a game, like the weird crafting systems and stuff.
Yeah, he
so
spends,
I just love
he spends
Kyle
the time
to fucking lay it out for me.
Oh, so I went online. I was reading up on it last night for like, a few
hours. Yeah, it's the weirdest thing.
It's like, I don't do that. No one ever does
I
that.
I don't have the patience for it.
Yeah.
Kyle
just,
out,
like,
I don't do
he's,
it.
He's
like, fuck that noise.
He has this, I don't know, this...
He told me all the shit he's been watching about DayZ. Like, he's been watching DayZ like it's
he's
television.
Watched hours.
It sucks. I can't even play it for hours, let alone watch it for hours.
I like the idea.
The idea is wonderful.
It's crazy. I told him about the game. I was like, he was talking about Battlefield, and he was like, yeah, I just can't play games like Halo because Battlefield's like this. And I was like, oh, have you heard of this DayZ game? I told him like three sentences about it, and then he was in his room YouTubing it, and he's been in his room YouTubing it.
He's posted like 4 20-minute videos on my Facebook.
Really?
About it. Did you watch these? Did you watch them? No. No.
Did you watch those YouTube videos I posted on your Facebook wall?
It's so.
He's getting his computer next week, and that's the end of Kyle. He's getting that game.
Did he switch his graphics card?
I doubt it.
You literally can't play DayZ all the time. You can't.
He will.
You can't.
So, here's my perspective on DayZ is, you know. My dream is that we'd all be in like a squad, and we'd have
that's
some
the
sort
thing.
Of.
Kyle's not gonna have that.
We'd have
he's
some sort
have
of.
Play with.
We'd have some sort of safe house, and like we're you know, if I don't play for a day, I'm like Dan's gonna be hungry, and I have to go into the game so you and I can go to the shopping mart together, because no one leaves without a buddy, mm-hmm. and like somebody stays in the place and keeps it safe.
That's
while two
how
people
the game works.
While two
you
people
actually
go
get
to like
feast.
Yeah, you have to eat.
You have to eat,
but you can't die from. Starvation, though, is
yeah,
that am I wrong?
Yeah, you can.
Okay,
so that's the idea that worked with me. You like this huge epic thing where like us and our friends have like a safe house, and we spawn into that safe house.
Now,
Jesus Christ!
Now, if
that
was
worked, the floor,
if it worked properly, that's pretty much how the game would be. But it doesn't work that way. Tim and I found tents. That whatever, it's a tent in the game, and you set a tent up in the woods somewhere, and you make that your base. We found an ATV, and we put all our shit in the ATV and in the tents. We log out, we come back in, tent's gone. Didn't save. ATV's there, and it's glitched in the tree, going... We're like, oh, okay, well, there goes everything that I put
you know
in
what?
That tent. I just wasted 3 hours.
This sounds like
I watched a really
Tamagotchi.
Fun YouTube video of it. Some guy was going through, and him and his friend had put out to the server somehow. Like, they've been playing it forever. They've got, like, all the sweet shit in the game. And they put out to the server that they were going to have a sale. So they loaded this bus full of all their weapons and everything, had two of their other friends, they said the sale was going to be in a church, drive around in helicopters patrolling the area. So like you could come, but if you tried to do anything, the guys in helicopters would take you down. And they drove the bus into the church, laid out all the shit on the floor, and had like a sale, and just fucking did that. Because these guys had just like over time accumulated all the good shit.
For real
in the
money?
Game. No, for in-game items.
That's pretty cool.
And then, like,
that's
you watch the guy go out with his friend and stuff. It looked fucking awesome. Like, I don't know. He was, like,
don't
nice
you
about
try
it.
Anything.
Like, he's going through the game. He's like, you never really want to trust anybody. But,
no,
like, if I see a noob, like, this guy just had the best sniper rifle in the game, and you get really good camo that makes it, like, next to impossible to see you.
Yeah.
If you were just hiding in the grass and some noob ran by, you could just snipe him. But I guess, like, guys who've been playing the game for a long time don't care to do that. They're not going to be assholes for the most part. So he'll see a noob and be like, do you want this truck? There's some guns in it. Like, go have fun. Welcome to the game.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Some people do. But some, like, mid-range players will try and be like, hey, let's be in a squad together. And there's nothing saying, like, we are a squad. And that guy could just go, like, yeah, well, do you have anything? Take me back to your stash. Play with the guy in 2 days, voice and he fucking guns you and takes all your shit.
And when you die, that's crazy. When you die,
you feel so betrayed.
You're a different person, and all your shit and everything you've accumulated is gone.
Gone.
Unless you get back to your body before someone else loots it, and you can collect your shit. It's the only one.
Yeah, so you don't want to play a lot with a lot of shit.
Yeah, the idea is really low.
Stashes and stuff.
But it's 50 square kilometers.
How often do you have to eat?
I don't know, once every hour or 2 hours?
That would be annoying.
Wait, hold on. Do you have to log in?
No. No, when you're playing, you have a meter of how hungry you are. And it goes,
so if your log
goes down when you're running around,
go down,
and you just eat a fucking Kit Kat.
No, not if you're logged out.
Full.
You're not going to like come back after 2 weeks and your character's going to die of starvation.
When you're not on, none of that shit matters.
I want to play like on a some sort of server that's like geographically sound. Like it's only people in the Eastern time zone.
Yeah.
So like when I'm sleeping, I know that they're likely sleeping. You know what I mean? That would be like out of the 100 people, like if I log off at 2 a.m, you know, like people play games pretty late, but it's like it's getting late. I'm going to bed. A lot of other people are probably going to bed, but like people will get into the game
and go to work.
90% of the servers are real time, like 24-hour
daytime. Yeah, they're on a 24-hour clock. So it's like when I'm going to sleep, I want to let everybody else in my
You don't want to play at nighttime. There's no lights. Terrifying.
You have to have flashlights and shit.
Like, horrifying? If you don't start with it. It's not that it's horrifying. The game. That's the thing. If it was a good game and it was well built and it wasn't made by one fucking guy, it would be awesome.
But you can think about it as a beta. You can think about it as a working product.
You literally can't shoot them because they glitch. Like. I got it. I'm like, sweet. I got this shotgun. I got this awesome shotgun. I was running around for like an hour and a half and I find this sweet shotgun in an army base. I have zombies coming after me behind me. I'm like, fuck it. I'm going to try and just shoot them instead of running for once. Turn around. Four shotgun shots, which is like... It means everything.
Yeah.
To find a little bit of ammo. All four of them missed. I hit him right in the face, but he's just...
Yeah. Well, essentially what you're...
You can't kill it.
What you're playing through
is... game.
Essentially what you're playing through is a proof of concept.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
They are making one, so I hear.
Yeah, there's the standalone. Like, there's going to be probably... Like, I can't hear enough about Arma 3.
Arma sucks.
Well...
How are the game mechanics though? Like, how
bad.
The shooting?
Use the scroll wheel for most things.
Okay, well, for console,
is the shooting terrible? Like,
proof of
like,
concept, right? Does the idea work? And
the idea
like, now
the
we
game,
can streamline the
idea would be wonderful if it was done right.
Yeah.
But it's not.
It's going to be awesome.
It's so mechanically broken that the game is, to me, is unplayable.
If it was made by DICE.
Well, who's going on? So, does anyone know the? Like politics behind the development, like is the, I know I from what I understand, this guy has like a team now that is helping him build the standalone.
Yeah,
like is there a publisher that's going to put some money into it so he can hire people?
I don't know.
Well, I read an article with him on IGN, and he was talking about how he is really excited to release the game for PS4 because he doesn't have to pay a publisher like with Sony's thing for indie developers. You can just put the game on there.
Yeah.
And he was saying with the Xbox One, although I heard they changed
their
stance on that now.
Yeah, you can do
he
updates.
You might not be able to do
often.
That.
Whatever you want.
Yeah.
And Xbox One is...
What
whatever
said,
you guys want. Please.
Yeah,
he was like, I'm likely not going to have the game come out on Xbox One because we can't afford to pay 10 grand for 10 one.
Yeah.
The fuck
they really shot themselves in the foot, eh? Like,
yeah.
They're getting teased now like crazy for making all these changes.
Yeah.
It's like, well,
listeners, we're anti-Xbox One. We haven't had an episode since E3.
I wouldn't say it. Well,
I'm not anti, but they made some really, really stupid decisions. And I'm just wondering, like, as a company that makes so much money, who the fuck made these decisions? And then who was the guy to go, oh, yeah, that's a good idea?
It's all...
They put it,
good decisions.
They're not good decisions. You knew the community was going to go nuts.
They
about
using they missed the ball on like, marketing this thing to us. Like, CagCast said it right,
like,
and they were just like, they should have been like, this is how it's going to benefit you.
Yeah.
Like,
this is why
this,
always
like,
being online is a good thing.
Yeah, like, instead of, it's going to be like this, your games aren't your games, stick up your fucking asses and buy our fucking system.
But that's so much worse how they backpedaled on it, because, like, I don't know, Diablo 3, you have to always be connected, but the reason for that is, anytime you enter a dungeon, it always has to be online because it pulls from the server database, like a completely new experience than the last time you went in there. And that's fucking awesome. It makes you want to play the game 1,000 times over again. If they said stuff like that, like this is why it needs to be online.
That wasn't even my issue.
We are pushing
it's, this. Yeah, the issue is like it was there was the multiple connect. Yeah, there
no,
was
but what I'm saying is little different parts of information makes that look worse.
There was yeah, but there was all kinds of different there was all kinds of different things like that they revealed in one big package that like you know, okay, I've got a small problem with this, but now when you combine that with these other three small problems, like it looks like one big colossal failure.
Yeah.
And like they've backpedaled on some, but it's like I've still got other problems with the Kinect. You know, the fact that I have to play.
Couldn't care less.
Well, I think like the always online thing, I'm fine with.
I'm fine with that because I'm always online anyways.
Yeah,
always
online. The DRM is a little bit
connected. You know what? I don't want to bring it to my friend's house if we do a LAN party here or something. That's kind of annoying. But
and the size of that box is fucking
it's
crazy.
It's not the end of the fucking world.
Also, it's $100 more.
So what? You're paying $100 more to
have
annoyance.
The Kinect that you don't care about.
Maybe you'll find in the future, like maybe 4 or 5 years down the road, you're going to find something for Kinect that you actually like.
No. I honestly think
no.
It's all about
it's got to work.
Who made the best decisions? Who made the best like business decisions? The best decisions for the market? Like, and it seemed like one company was doing that, and the other wasn't. You know, again, bringing up CAGcast, they said they had a good perspective, as if like, you know what? What do we want our games to be? We want them to be always like being able to update and like online communities and players from all over the world like just jumping in all at once. Okay, well, what do we need for that? Well, the system would always have to be online. Boom. What about like, you know, piracy? It's like, how can we fight piracy when all these games are online? It's like, okay, well, we've got to get, you know, it just they have a good idea, and then it's like, what kind of roadblocks are you going to hit, and what adjustments do you have to make to that idea along the way? And it just gets distorted. And then by the time you're ready to tell people what your idea is, it's full of problems that that nobody ever considered.
I heard something interesting that I hadn't thought of before. Like, there's something to be said about, like, hubris going into creating it. Like, we've made this system in the past, and it was great, and everyone liked it. Like, they were saying that was Sony's mistake with the PS3. The PS2 sold so well that when the PS3 came out, Sony thought they could just slap a ridiculous price tag on it, do all this shit. And it didn't really sell that well for a long time. So they backpedaled, got a new president. Now they're coming out with the PS4. Like, look, this is what you guys want. We're sorry. We're doing it right this time. Like, hubris. You get a big head. It worked for you last time. You think you can kind of do what you want. But then when you
Nintendo's
put it out, it doesn't really work.
Too. Yeah. Nintendo thinks that they're this infallible fucking thing. They can release anything. And
yeah.
We make the same game.
Well, that's
you
like
buy.
Nintendo
don't tease
again.
It. Don't
Nintendo
tease
has
it right
made.
Now and then love it later.
Well, no, they haven't like.
Then you make the same game, and I love that same game.
I think
no, you don't.
I love Super Mario 3D Land.
Stop it.
The 3D World is going to be the same thing, but more levels.
It'll be good.
And I'm
but,
not going to buy it.
But is it the decision that I needed? That like, is it a decision that I can back? Again, like going back to all the decision making, they haven't taken advantage of their decision to launch. To not have Retro Studios working on some sort of graphical showcase, you know, for Wii U, prove what Wii U can do better than anybody else.
Donkey Kong.
Like, what is showing off? What's showing off the gamepad? Nothing. Nothing that they're launching is proving the integrity of that gamepad.
Yeah,
I'm already excited to buy a Vita, just for that functionality.
I'll tell you what.
PS4
playing. Wii U on the gamepad and not the TV is incredible.
That's what with every PS4 game is going to be able to be streamed to your Vita.
Well, really? We don't know if every PS4 game and
first party
because it's not because the Vita isn't in the box when you buy a PS4, right?
Yeah.
The gamepad's in the box. Like that, this generation is like the be all end all. Like, okay, Kinect's in the box, so now everyone has to buy in. The headset's in the box, so everyone's going to make chat in their games.
Yeah.
You know, the gamepad's in the box, so there's going to be off TV play.
Our Xbox is not putting a headset in the next.
That's the big.
That's
the big thing.
That's fucking stupid. What do you mean you're not? Why?
I don't know why that's so stupid.
It is stupid. It's just you got to.
Everybody has one.
It limits chat a lot. Like playing PS3, I can say that online games, like the amount of people chatting is significantly less than on any Xbox party.
People that are buying this thing first day are going to be buying or
already
have. Actually, you know what?
Lots of kids are going to get it for Christmas, and they're not going to have headsets and stuff. It just.
I'll tell you what. I'm never going to buy a headset.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that PS4 comes with one.
Every headset, though, you have to buy a headset. Have you seen that fucking thing?
It's the same as the Xbox One, isn't it?
No, it's not.
The 360?
It's terrible.
It's a, okay, well, I can... It's a mode... It's a means of communication, at
it's
least.
It's an earbud. One earbud. That, like, it looks
it's
like
not
it's,
for
it's
the gaming sound. It's, I only want to hear what you're saying out of my headset. Exactly. I don't want to hear the surround sound. I have surround sound.
But it doesn't have a microphone that goes right to your mouth. It's like one of those hanging little microphones.
As long as it works. I mean, what's the alternative? You, a $300 headset?
Yeah, I'd buy $300.
Whatever.
I paid what? 50, 80? 100?
I'm 60. Not buying that.
$60?
Yeah.
You should see how that improved his game in Battlefield.
Oh, Jesus. No joke, though.
Like, he stepped his game up!
That guy's better than me.
To have headphones on and play a game is...
I'm sure it's great. You know what? I might need to invest in something like that.
I'm looking for
it. It works really well for someone
they're
like you,
so good.
Because your kids
yeah,
are in your house.
Yeah.
And like, you can turn your... Like, you're playing Battlefield or something. You put your headphones on, and you turn it up all the way if you want. Who cares?
Yeah,
but no one's going to hear it but you.
But when you're talking, though...
But don't talk.
Fuck!
Yeah.
Fuck! Well, I'm like, you know, 5 years of being a parent, I think I've put like the restrictors where they need to be as far as yelling fuck in my house.
Well, not fuck, but just talking. Actually, like, man, did you just see that kill?
No, did I
yell fuck?
Was
fuck,
I, did I swear? Comes. Did I swear at Shelby?
Yeah.
Today in front? Oh, I did. Yeah, I got mad at my wife a little bit today. A
couple times.
We were having some communication issues. I got upset.
She wanted to play Battlefield Bad Company 2 and you wanted to play Battlefield 3.
Yeah, it was weird. What was I saying about... Okay. Wait. Yeah, the off-play is amazing. Being able to play on the gamepad and not the TV is the best feature of that console.
Mm.
And, yeah, like if you have a Vita... If you happen to own a Vita and you have a PS4 now, that's going to be great.
Yeah.
Like, I DVR movies like just that I've never seen just so I can go watch them again. Like I had Semi Pro, the Will Ferrell movie DVR'd, and I'm playing Wii U. I was playing Luigi U, and I see that my DVR turns on, like it starts recording something. I'm like, oh, something I want to watch is on. So I look whatever what's recording. Oh, it's 10 minutes into Semi Pro. Put that on. Switch the game to the fucking gamepad. Now I'm playing and watching TV at the same time. Amazing. It doesn't sound amazing.
No,
but it's an incredible...
That is neat.
It's an incredible feature. What game was I playing?
Yeah.
Luigi U.
Okay, I guess that's a new game.
Yeah, the DLC. The DLC for
that's
Mario.
That's my biggest issue with Nintendo. They need to put out something to play. Something good. Not remade.
Again, they need to... Like, they've got to earn my trust back.
I'm very excited to buy a 3DS this holiday season. New
you
Pokemon
be.
And Zelda. And
new
Super
Zelda.
Smash Brothers. That's fucking amazing. I don't even want to buy a PS4. I just want to get that.
Smash Brothers on, yeah, first portable Smash Brothers.
Honestly, 3DS XL looks like the best.
Yeah, I can't wait
PS4,
to get this holiday.
I can't wait for PS4.
The new Zelda game, it's just going to be awesome.
I want to say, I want to take some time to...
I'm selling it after I beat all three, though.
Well, it's going to continue to have awesome games.
I want to take
Fuck.
Some time to talk about my fall from... From grace, I suppose.
Your Xbox?
My fall from Xbox.
Yeah, the airing of grievances. You can finally apologize for all the bullshit that you've been spitting.
No, the 360 was an amazing system.
Yeah, it was. Yeah,
so, even going into E3, when we watched, like, Microsoft's press conference, those games, it was like, oh, I don't know. Yeah, like, it looks good. I'm still going to buy it. And, you know, Sony's going to have the same... type of like restrictions.
Yeah, you figured it was all going to be the same thing.
Yeah, it's like one company can't do that while the other company is doing something totally fucking like amazing. So I'm watching the Xbox One even on E3 day, just like I'm reluctantly gonna buy this thing.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to, but...
You're not happy about it,
yeah,
but
like,
you gotta play some games.
You know, the Kinect's gotta be plugged
like
in.
We all do.
Kinect's gotta be plugged in, I'll turn it around. Like, hopefully I can just turn around, put it in the desk, and it doesn't have to look at me.
Yeah.
And thinking, like, going into Sony's one, not excited at all. The press conference wasn't the greatest. Like, they didn't show that much. But then, at the end, it was just...
That was cool.
Like, every worry that I had about, like, the next, like, where gaming is going. Like, you don't own your games anymore. You can't have the collection of games that you have.
Yeah, yeah, you were really broken up about it. You were like, hey, gaming's changing. It's not going to be the way it used to be, but...
Yeah, I was like, I'm going to PC, man. Fuck it. Like, that day, I was just like, I was so sad. That it was all going to be different. I was literally so sad. Yeah, everything's changing. And then when Sony announced that, like, oh, and we have one more thing, and Jack Trenton walks out on stage and says that, like, you guys seen my reaction.
Yeah.
I lost it. I was so excited.
Everybody did. I mean, it was good.
It was the highlight of E3.
Yeah.
Hands down.
Oh, by the way, best E3 in a long time.
Best E3.
Fuck yeah.
A long time.
Agreed.
I've never had more.
I'm so happy with the way that it went.
Yeah.
I'm glad it got us all unified.
Yeah,
and
the entire world is unified on it's
fucking PS4. Crazy, man. I'm really excited for this generation of gaming.
Yeah. Mirror's Edge 2 when they showed that.
Sorry, go on.
But yeah, like there's a lot of things. If Microsoft said that backwards compatibility is a huge thing with us, and all those games that you spent like $2,000 on over the past 7 years on your hard drive can be played, on Xbox One, that'd be really cool. But it's like, no. All that entire ecosystem is left behind.
See, well, you're starting the thing is, I'm not trying to bash Xbox, but like what they did was a huge fuck you to all their loyal customers.
See, and it goes back to the we've got a great idea. This is how the new online games are going to work. This is how they're going to be built. It's completely new, it's completely different, and oh, but none of those old games make sense. Like they're not going to work with this new kind of infrastructure. Oh, well, you know what? Maybe you can't bring those games over. But like they probably were in a spot where they had a great idea. And this is how it's going to work now, but, you know, we can't take this 10-year-old infrastructure and migrate it over and keep this new fidelity, this new, like, yeah, this new structure that we've got.
I disagree completely.
And that's collateral damage, but it's the way they marketed that.
Yeah, they didn't say
it. There was no comfort to it. It was just like... They were trying to hide it. And we're all thinking, like, what's going to happen to my Xbox Live account? Where are my games going? Where's all the money I spent? And it was an oversight on their part that they didn't think it would matter.
Do you really think, though, they're not capable of, like, creating a database? And I'm sure the Xbox One could perform these tasks of just, like, having Chad's games tied to his account on a server somewhere and letting him re-download them all for no money. His arcade games.
I'm not talking about your 360 purchases. I'm not, like, don't quote me 100% on this, but I'm pretty sure it's a difference between the graphics cards. Like, those...
Really?
The games on 360 were built with NVIDIA graphics.
I'm not even talking about 360.
AMD are on the new ones. So there's like licensing restrictions.
But what about really?
See, yeah, there's all kinds of shit that we're not thinking about. But like there's no evil Microsoft. It's just they're falling into a lot of wormholes that they didn't foresee 10 years ago when they built the Xbox 360. You know, I don't think there's any malicious actions going on with the DRM or the no used games shit. It's just, you know, they're not relaying that message very well. They're not communicating it properly to us.
I understand that, like, end game for all three of them is just to make money. I just, I think they got a little too focused on that and not that focused on consumer satisfaction.
It would take one person to say, you know what, we have an install base of blah, 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 million in the U.S. alone. Hold on to your 360s and you can play those games. And buy the Xbox One, and it's going to be this much better.
Yeah, that's a huge thing. That's huge.
Just keep your 360, and you can still play those
games.
You sold
100 million copies of this thing.
Okay.
I don't understand why people are so eager to get rid of their old hardware. Keep it. And play all those old games.
I don't want to have them both hooked up.
You don't have to.
Exactly. If it worked.
We want everything in one box, and we want to be able to play every single disc, and I want to be able to put 64
Xbox
cartridges in my fucking Wii U.
I used to say call the old Xbox Xbox One and 360, so now I can't say that anymore.
The new Xbox?
Yeah, the old one.
Just call the new one Kinexbox. Kinexbox is what I've been calling it.
No, the original Xbox, how many times did you play one of those games on your 360? Not once.
Whoa, I played KOTOR.
You played it on PC.
No, I played one game. I bought KOTOR off somebody and I played it like 3 or 4 times.
I also tried to play KOTOR on my 360.
No, I'm not gonna fucking play that, but like
everyone is making a big deal.
Those games are gone.
They're in your closet. You want to play them, play them.
No, they're not. The original Xbox games are in your closet. The digital versions of these games are locked to your fucking hard drive in a closet that you can't, like, you okay, I'm taking
what digital game? Do you want to play fucking Bastion again? Like, no.
Marvel Blast Ultra. Yeah.
Is the best Marvel Blast Ultra has time. The most longevity of any game no, that's come out this
year. The game sucks.
it came out at launch,
I promise it's amazing. You, if you turn that game on right now, it would be crickets yeah. in here. We would all be in
watching the fucking game. You're doing the fucking downhill slalom trying to beat 18 seconds.
You know it.
And it sucks.
No, my record was 27, I think. Yeah. I don't know if any of you asked 26. Me. 26.
Regardless,
it's still on the database on the leaderboards or whatever.
Who cares?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Like,
it just sucks. I spent so much money, and I like
realistically, there's nothing physical about it. $5 or $10 games. You probably bought 6 of them.
I have hundreds of games in my.
This is where Doug gets out the Triscuits.
Right. Told me they were delicious. Sound. Everyone's walking around. Opening.
Many fucking Triscuits on the show.
What kind are they?
Fucking rosemary olive oils.
Fucking rosemary and olive oil.
Hey, Chad, I noticed you had a Triceratops as your, like, hood ornament
yes.
on your car. Did you guys know that the Triceratops was disproved? There's no such thing as a Triceratops.
Really?
What?
I blew it.
No, he's in Jurassic Park song.
Yeah, I've seen it.
I've seen one.
They had real life.
I've seen the real bones of that.
Yeah, but
what was disproven? How did they? What did they say?
They, I guess. No, I don't have all the facts. I just heard that the Triceratops has been disproven. Anybody who is interested can Google it. I'm sure you can do that. Another cool fact that I had written down on my phone that I never brought up. You guys, Temple of Doom, the sequel to Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yeah.
Not a sequel. It's actually a prequel.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Interesting stuff, eh?
I don't know. I don't remember what happened in it.
Yeah, it's the worst one.
It's unwatchable now.
It is unwatchable. But a little fun fact, a little trivia fact. That
I thought the movie's even good.
The first one is really good. The third one's amazing. Last Crusade is really, really
good. Hey, I've tried to make it through Blade Runner. I couldn't do it.
It's horrible.
My teacher at school, like, he's super nerd, like us, plays every game, watches every movie. And he's like, you have to watch it. It's amazing. And I've tried to watch it like 3 separate times. I can't make it past that. Am I a robot?
Doug, what did you think of Superman?
I loved it.
I also really liked it.
Loved it!
I hated Lois Lane.
We all, every person in the world hated Lois Lane.
I wouldn't go so far as
when
to say
when they kissed,
hate.
I was actually upset. I was angry.
I was like, why?
It was just her, like... I don't know. They tried to give her too much. I could tell they were just trying to put another female character in the movie, which is, like, I'm alright with. I don't want to see just a bunch of dudes on screen all the time, but she just wasn't that
I'm
strong
fine
of a character. I didn't like her lines.
I feel like the Lois Lane, like, motivation was really strange.
I'm fine with dudes on screen at all.
I am fine with dudes on screen. 300.
Yeah.
Not like a single... It. Well, there is some titties in that
movie.
There's
some bad movies in that.
It's,
There's some mad boobies in that.
Sansa. Not Sansa. What's,
Cersei?
Cersei's, yeah.
Whoa, I'm sorry. Excuse me!
But, yeah, I mean, it's some of the big problems. We talked about it quite a bit on the canoe trip, which we can discuss a little bit.
You talked about stuff?
We talked about Superman.
I'm blacked out.
I shit in a fucking tanker.
Oh, you did? You did?
Yeah.
I forgot about that until you told me, and then I was like, up on the crane. Wait, what?
You guys need to get down.
Did you guys, do you remember my Spider-Man leap of faith?
Yeah, it was stupid.
No, it wasn't.
That was retarded?
I had it.
He jumped onto this fucking rickety old little shack with the roof.
It wasn't rickety.
It was rickety as fuck.
There was at least like 12 feet that you just...
He jumped over a 12-foot gap, down probably 8 or 9 feet.
He's trying to play Mirror's Edge in real life.
It wasn't rickety. It was awesome.
Guys are lucky he didn't fucking break your neck.
Yeah, if he would have fell through that thing...
There's no way I would have jumped.
Knives and stuff through it.
No, there's no way.
Fell through the roof?
There's no way. The thing had fucking fresh shingles on it, man. Anyway, yeah, we talked about Superman quite a bit.
Just the roof caves in, a black hole, and just...
it would have been just as dire. Remember, we brought up We brought up the time that you jumped, you did that gap over the river, over, not over the whole river. Let's put it in perspective.
I gapped the river, niggas.
Anybody who lives in, anybody who lives in Windsor, on the waterfront knows those, those old timey,
niggas gap?
Those old timey things that are sticking out with the weights.
What?
Niggas Peak.
Anyway.
Right across the street from Caesar's Peak.
Niggas Coop.
What's that?
Chad's hotel room on his birthday.
Remember your time with Shelby?
You call it Niggas Coop?
We up here, 12th floor, baby. Nick Coop!
That was me?
No, it was me. But you were talking to her on the phone.
This whole thing needs to be cut out.
No, why? We didn't pronounce any R's, any That's hard true. R's on the end of that.
That's true.
Racism's in the past, man. I'm over it.
Yeah.
Let's move on. Let's be brothers, all of us.
Agreed. What?
Anyway, Wait, Chad's got a black friend in school. He's gay, too.
Yeah.
Gay black.
Yeah, gay black.
Who's a digit, too?
So that...
Oh, it's good.
The triple threat, the Triforce.
Yeah, he's gay, he's a midget, and he's black.
That's the Triforce.
What else? And he's Jewish.
No. Okay.
Anyway, so we were joking about how like how wrong that could have gone.
Yeah.
And Chad, he portrayed like a piece of rebar through like through his belly, Rastamus. Just like looking Rastamus. At it like
Rastamus.
Yeah, looking at it, like, that's what the worst part would have been. Is maybe a little bit of rebar through the belly.
A rebar through the fucking skull.
Oh.
Do you guys...
Yep!
Do you remember,
So gross.
Do you guys remember how we sunk the thing twice?
What? I remember the first time.
The first time was because we were trying to get it out of the water.
Where did we sink?
We pulled over because it started to storm.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we're all kind of browned out.
Yeah.
This is all a bit of a brown stage. But we tried to...
We pulled in, like, right near Mona's.
Is that where we tipped?
What's Mona's?
Mona's is the place at the end of,
That's what I was saying, tip.
So it's like river... Oh, not Riverside.
We can do it twice.
By the sunny side, if you were...
Yeah, the sunny side.
It's like there's a gas station street. And...
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, exactly, okay. Right there. We pulled into a laneway there. We got into somebody's boat trying to... What the hell were we trying to do?
Flip the canoe back over and empty the water out.
Yeah, but why did we go in there and flip it to begin with?
We were trying to get out of the water because the storm was coming.
No, you were. No, there were cops. Being stupid.
There were cops.
That was way afterwards.
Really?
There were cops. I remember they pulled over like two Sea-Doo guys.
No, we cut in under motors, went underneath the dock. I remember going a whole way underneath the dock, and then we cut into the canal at the right. And then Joe was fucking wobbling the canoe.
Oh my god, we went all the way into the
canoe. He was wobbling the canoe back and forth. He's like, no, you guys are doing it wrong. Let me steer. And you were wiggling. I'm like, Joe, fucking stop shaking the canoe. And then you went away and I tried to lean in the opposite direction of you, but you were behind me and I couldn't see. And then you went the same way I did. And I was like, well, here we go. And then we were in.
You guys sunk one?
We fucking tipped the canoe in the
water.
Well,
it's fine.
It was
tough. You gotta be careful, man.
We could touch it was water. Shallow. It was shallow.
It was shallow.
We could touch water in there. Then we just laughed hysterically for about 30 minutes. We're dying.
Yeah.
And then there's people just sticking their heads out of their houses like,
you guys alright?
You need some help? Like, shut the fuck up, we're fine! Throwing cans and bottles in the lake and then
I had so much mud on my feet, like it was so shallow there. We got on the back of that guy's like swim platform on his boat.
The whitest boat.
Yeah, the whitest, cleanest boat. Just black footprints all over this thing. Yeah. And we just, see you later!
Remember the last of the booze? We're talking about the last of the booze!
It just turns you all into savages.
No, we poured the rest of whatever alcohol
into the booze.
It's the last of us.
The last of the booze.
The last of the booze.
And then I drank all the last of the booze really fast because there was a cop who would pull over.
The last of the booze. I forgot all about that.
The last of the booze.
Then we canoed another 100 yards and then we got to the docks.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, and then we got out of the water.
And then we ran and slid in the grass for a while.
No, I ran. I ran to call.
We did.
Oh my god, we whiskey. Did.
You didn't remember running and sliding?
That's why I had
back.
Fucking cuts and shit. Oh, yeah, me too.
I ran into Bullseye to call Shelby.
George,
to tell her I was
freaking
safe.
Out.
I
how did we get from
rightfully
no,
so?
We're at Millennium Park. So. We pulled over at Millennium Park again. So I
we're
ran.
Calling it Centennial.
I was like,
Park.
I kept calling it Centennial Park. Yeah, but
to Shelby. Like, we're all right. We're at Centennial Park. We're walking.
Which is in like Harrow.
Yeah, she texted. Shelby texted Mandy, and Mandy was like, "That's so far away. They're walking the canoe back
from Centennial Park."
Anyway, so I called my wife, let her know I was safe and sound. And then I was mad. I was like, "I'm leaving."
The storm. Everyone who's listening is probably going, "Why were you mad?"
No, I was mad because I was like, "Guys, we gotta," because I wanted to walk the canoe home from Millennium Park so I could call Shelby. And they were like, "There's no way we're doing that." And I'm like, "Fuck you, idiots! You stupid bastards!" And then I ran to
me and Chad were throwing toilet paper at the wall.
I ran to Bullseye, called Shelby, said I was fine. Then I was like, "Well, that's over." And then I ran back and I was like, "I'm back!" And they're like, "Joe's back!" We started running around the grass again. And I was Chad's toilet paper. He's like, it was super windy and. There's like a fence, so you can only get in one way to the bathroom because of
and the wind's blowing directly at that fence.
The wind's blowing at the fence because of Strawberry Fest. They blocked it off, so you can only get in one way.
No, it's always close. Always.
Yeah.
Close.
So Chad's got a roll of toilet paper, and he's letting the wind catch it and just like
carry it.
Beautifully, like those Olympic performers who the ribbons.
Yeah.
He's just throwing the toilet paper around.
Didn't I each got one?
So it's collecting on the fence, like wet. And they made like a wall of wet toilet paper, so you couldn't see like through that fence.
It was funny when we tried to go get them. I was like, "How do you get these things out?" Just punch the top of it, it opens up. Here we go.
Oh yeah, I forgot. I completely destroyed that bathroom.
What else happened in it?
I broke that off the wall.
That was
it.
No, it opened up. It was still in the wall.
Filled the entire sink with toilet paper. Cleaned my shoes out. There's just mud everywhere. I peed all over the floors.
Okay.
Well, that's fine.
It was raining anyway.
Yeah.
We didn't even mention it. It was like the whole reason we had to pull over. It was a
crazy storm that day, though,
didn't it? It stormed like crazy. We're out in the middle
of
the
Detroit
River.
Storms.
And just behind us is lightning bolts. I'm like, no, we're fine. We'll just keep going. Don't stop. And like, we got caught in it. Like,
we gotta get out.
That's why we pulled over so many times. We're like, okay, is it safe to go back in the water now at this point? Let's make
was
some more
TJ
ground.
With you guys?
No.
Oh, he didn't come.
It was us 3-1 canoe.
TJ would have called in a fucking helicopter to come save us.
Oh, you got a buddy.
Fucking TJ.
And a Jip. That was fun. That was
a really fun day. We went to Fighting Island.
Yeah, and it wasn't really as bad as
It sucks
all
that we're
that.
Not going to have a lot of booze on the camping trip.
Yeah, we are.
Oh, the hiking?
Yeah.
That's all I'm packing.
I will,
flask.
I'm not bringing a lot of booze.
I'm not even going.
One flask of the booze?
We need our...
I don't think I'm going.
I don't even want to go. Like I said, if I'm going to take time off, I actually want to relax and enjoy myself, not just walk and sweat.
You'll enjoy yourself.
It'll be fun.
Well, I mean, if that's your decision, that's...
Life is all about memories.
Hey,
remember that?
Remember how mad I was?
Until you're dead and you lose all your memories. Or you get old.
Yeah, Alzheimer's, man.
You stop remembering stuff.
Not at all.
Yeah,
but anyway,
you might as well not do anything.
I was thinking about it from 6-7, you know, getting to 8 o'clock. At that point, we do have to figure out where we're gonna sleep.
Break out the jib.
Yeah, pitch everything. You know what I mean?
We're gonna have jib. We're in the States.
We're gonna get jib. TJ knows a guy.
Does he?
TJ doesn't know anybody.
TJ doesn't know anybody.
Jib would be the best thing to do. Because you're sore and you just want to, like, relax.
No, I don't want to do jib.
We're not jibbing.
Why? I would jib the shit out of that nighttime.
Also,
jib doesn't relax me. Jib makes me focus on my pain. So after I've been walking for an entire day...
You told me it was the opposite. When you jib run, you would just run and focus on your steps and not...
Oh, that was the best time of my life.
Not the pain.
So, I mean, once it's dark, we're pretty much screwed. Like,
we've got to...
Are you coming or not? I need to know. The tension is gonna
is
gonna kill me.
Yes, I'm coming.
And if you are coming, I don't want to hear, "I shouldn't have come. This is boring. Where's our weed?" All that shit.
Where's our weed?
Well, that's what you're talking about. You're
we'll find it.
We're not jibbing.
Bring my own weed. I'll just bring it.
Okay, I'm driving over without you then.
I won't bring any weed.
Don't bring weed.
I won't bring weed.
Either way.
There was a time that Dan and I, we went over to the States.
I can't believe you did this still.
I had one joint. I was like, oh, this is going to be a surprise once we go into the States. I had it in this like toothpick holder that was like sealed at both ends kind of thing.
Just put it in your pocket. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, but I was like, well, I'm not going to have it on me. I'm going to, like, if we get pulled over, I'll be like, oh, yeah, my brother owns this car. Yeah, I don't know. It's not mine.
It's my brother's jeans.
I didn't... I didn't tell Dan about it. And just because, like, I didn't want him to act if we got pulled over.
Oh, no, that happened.
But the guy stopped us. Why did he come out so late?
I don't know.
Anyways, guy stopped us, searches the trunk, searches the exact spot where I had it.
Yeah, there was like a...
So I'm freaking out. Dan's just relaxing. I'm just sitting there going like, I'm fucking out. And then we get through with the all clear. And then we had a little jib ride for...
On I-75, smoked a jib.
That's so crazy, man. Like, pulling onto I-75... I don't drive, so I'm never like... That bad, but
it was so much fun.
Sarah's always so just like, that was okay, where do I go? Where do I go? Where do I go? And we're just on I-75, and I'm just immediately like stressed the fuck out. Like, okay, you gotta turn off this one right away. Like, I couldn't imagine jibbing on that and just fucking relaxing. That seems like
that's what it is. We went to fucking Great Lakes Crossing. That would be
the best thing. I-75 all the way to like exit 80.
Yeah.
All right, let's get snow. You guys have to drive 45
when we go to Royal Oak. Quite often, and like you got to get on that and go up to by the fucking zoo and whatever.
You laughing at the rip?
Still laughing at the part.
Should we put the taser on?
No,
play the taser at least.
Play
once.
The taser.
What about the Garmin? You guys had the Garmin on you, didn't you?
What, when we go there?
When the last time you went on the I-75 was Sarah. Didn't you have a Garmin with you?
No, it's not hers. It's her parents. She's always a fucking pain to get it.
My God. Endless.
That's a Tim Haslam original right there.
That's so fucking disgusting. Fuck you.
Oh,
that is so fucking
he's back.
Ah! We're just playing farts.
We're just about done this episode, I think.
Yeah, that's pretty close. Hey, E3, what do you think?
Yeah, let's do top five Microsoft.
Real quick.
What?
They backpedaled them.
Best thing Microsoft did at E3.
Metal Gear Solid.
Agreed.
Yep.
Yeah.
Worst thing, it opened it.
Worst thing they did.
What was that? Project Spark? That was pretty terrible.
Not even games. It's like they...
just the whole DRM
just the
bullshit.
Boring fucking parts of it. Like the Xbox shit and...
Project Spark.
just the new Xbox. Shit. I don't know. The arcade games they showed.
World of Tanks.
I'm gonna shit my pants, can't do it.
Oh, yeah, World of Tanks was particularly boring.
It was like 10 minutes.
I only watched the first half an hour of it, so I...
Dunya. Get out of here, Dunya.
Did you guys watch a lot of the Nintendo stuff?
Nope.
None of it.
Best thing Nintendo
just
did...
No, he didn't. He's like, smell.
No, he didn't look at it.
Best thing
you
Nintendo
can't say
did.
Best Nintendo?
Best thing Nintendo did was...
Wind Waker. Looks amazing.
Wind Waker.
I didn't see it.
Worst thing they did, which is not even that bad.
Donkey Kong.
Yeah.
At a conference.
Retro revealed their new game.
Our number one studio.
Smashed.
Is making...
Yeah, here's the thing. That Donkey Kong game is going to be fucking awesome.
No, it's not.
And the videos
It'll
look amazing.
Be fun, yeah.
It looks amazing.
Not that, but just like,
is
they,
it a
what are they going to do with the Metro?
It's Metro franchise.
Why do they keep making, like, you love side-scrolling platformers. Like, your fucking favorite. All end all.
I'm not happy about it, but, I mean, it's not going to be, it's not fucking.
Unless you're getting a game.
You know what? It's not, what's Rare been working on? Oh, Avatars for the Xbox 360. It's not that bad.
You know what Rare's been working on?
For Xbox One?
Yeah.
Connectimals? What?
No, another fucking
Kinect
Sports.
Kinectimals 1?
That they didn't even show at E3. A new Kinect Sports. They didn't show it because it works the same fucking way as what it did for Xbox 360.
Yeah. It's a reason to fucking get the thing.
Rare shouldn't even be one of those companies where everyone likes them a lot.
I don't feel that way.
Rare
well,
sucks.
Not anymore.
They
but at the time...
Since late 90s, good job, guys.
Yeah, as soon as they were owned by Microsoft. They made Viva Pinata, and Viva Pinata was awesome.
It wasn't. You didn't beat it. You played
Viva Pinata was the best. Like
it's Xbox probably the best thing was out for a year,
and that was the best game to come out for Xbox 360 when it came out. Yeah. Aside from Call of Duty 2.
Do you guys have anything, any perspective on the Nintendo's show at E3?
I didn't watch much.
We did actually go to Best Buy. There were games there, and there was a line. Like, you had to sign in.
Are the games still there right now, though?
No, it was only for a couple of different days. They had Mario Kart, Mario World.
Leave the disc in.
Yeah, well, I don't know. They had Mario Kart, Mario World. What were the other two?
To launch.
Oh, they had Wind Waker there, but no one wanted to play it. And they also had...
I want to play the new Mario game.
They had one more. So it's like...
They all play the new Mario?
Yeah.
These morons stood in line to play the new fucking Mario that's out on 3DS.
Yeah.
It's not a port of Mario 3D Land. It's the
same game. I know it's not the same game, but it is the same game.
Either way. Yeah, the game's... The
game's amazing, but come on.
They did look fine, but the thing was, is Nintendo did their whole E3, like, online. So it's like the fidelity that I saw on... my Nintendo Direct that I watched on my Wii U was the exact same as I watched people playing.
Speaking of that Nintendo Direct, they did not account for how many people were going to be watching it.
Yeah, there was a...
And it was noticeable, like 5 second lag, like every couple
seconds. But it's available. It's available, like, if you watched it an hour later, it was fine. Like, yeah, they didn't...
But no, like, that ruined the whole surprise. Like, oh, is it... Oh, I'm watching Super Smash Brothers, but it's like...
Okay.
Oh, it was that glitchy?
It was terrible.
Yeah. Yeah, there was... Just proves that they
don't know what they're... They don't know what they're doing when it comes to online functionality.
PS4.
So it's bad. Yeah, best PS4 was...
No DRM.
Look at this.
What the hell?
Bouncing on his little dicky.
Is probably best PS4.
DRM when they came out there?
Best PS4.
Best PS4 game. Let's do that. What game makes you...
You know, honestly, I would say...
There's literally no...
Best PS4, I would say, is the price. Was their decision to not include the camera in the box?
Destiny gameplay for PS4 looked pretty awesome.
Yeah, Destiny. Really sweet. Destiny is my most anticipated game, of next year.
I'm really excited to watch
that. Yeah, that seems like the first reason to buy the console. Oh,
Mirror's Edge 2, boys.
Scratch that. The Division looks fucking awesome.
Yeah, it does look cool.
That looks like the best next-gen game. I don't know how much fun it's going to be to play, but like,
Ubisoft's amazing. It looks
fucking great.
I hate Ubisoft. Anyway, I'm sorry. We won't have to discuss it.
Watch Dogs is going to be sick.
You know what? There's no awesome fucking Ubisoft game.
Yeah.
There's like a bunch of okay games.
That's exactly what I'm feeling, man.
Yeah. Assassin's Creed 2 is amazing.
I don't think
Assassin's Creed 1 was amazing.
When it came out
first time,
it was terrible.
That's why it's such a popular
game. It did a lot of good stuff, but they didn't do it right.
Okay,
they had a lot of great ideas, and then they perfected those ideas with Assassin's Creed 2.
Of course,
and that's why it was so good.
Okay, any third-person shooter, open world, it just looks like GTA to me, and I'm not really into those games. So it's like I feel like Watch Dogs... I'm
surprised we didn't see any GTA.
I feel like Watch Dogs, The Division, and the new GTA are just gonna kind of follow that same formula that
Rockstar.
They never like open world third person games. Like the character never really looks or feels that intuitive. Like I don't know how to really describe it, but it just kind of feels all wonky.
Last of Us is third person.
No, but it's not open world.
That's
not
true,
open world, man.
Holy fuck.
It's not open world. No, the camera is dynamic.
Games that the guy reacts to the environment around.
Yeah, Assassin's Creed 2 does. Fucking walk through crowds and it's really bad, but he's touching.
Not entirely open world.
Oh, it's open world.
No, it's open like village. Like you go into small places. I'm talking about like
there's no loading in it.
You done with Assassin's Creed?
All right, you guys take it. I'll agree. It's open world.
Hey. Worst thing about PlayStation 4's conference was when Assassin's Creed 4 stopped working.
Oh, it just broke.
They stopped the demo.
Yeah, that was happening quite a bit.
Let's move on.
Do you guys remember last year at the Sony conference, the fucking, when Naughty Dog was showing The Last of Us, the controller drop?
Yeah, he was just like, drop it.
Really?
He walked away.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I just showed you the coolest thing you've ever seen in your life. Drop the controller.
Really?
That's pretty cool.
I was watching a thing on Podcast Beyond. Or no,
the video where you talked about it?
Yeah, was it that or was it the Last of Us spoiler cast?
It may have been the spoiler cast. The two of them were sitting there.
They had the developer in
the guy who did it.
Yeah, and they were just like, he was like, I don't know, they all wanted me to do it, and I was just like, I'm not doing it, and then I was up there, and I was just, the energy was going through me, and I was like, I went to throw it, but it was tethered, so I just dropped it. He was like, I wanted to just whip it into the crowd. Be like,
that's awesome.
This is my game.
Yeah.
Honestly, there's no better game. I haven't even played it, but there's no better game.
It's so much fun, man.
Incredible. The whole third act of that game just... It's like nothing else. When you start, I can't even say what I was going to say.
Have you replayed it?
Yeah.
Spoil it.
On Nightmare?
No.
No, don't spoil it. So I already spoiled it for me.
I'm not playing it on New Game Plus because I want to beat it on Nightmare and then play it for New Game Plus on Hard.
Oh.
Yeah, Dan spoiled The Last of Us on the canoe trip for us.
Dude, I asked
how
you.
Much to be.
He's like, do you guys want to hear the ending? I'm like, yeah, of course. Literally an hour and a half later.
Well, because I wanted to tell you what the coolest part leading up to the ending was.
And he told us one guy walks in, he's like, ju-ju-ju-ju-ju-ju, and you shoot him all up. And then this other guy, he's like, he's good, but you learn that later.
That's how well my friends listen to me when I tell stories.
It was an that's hour exactly and a half. What you were
telling. An hour and a half, we crossed a third of the lake, and that was it.
An hour and a half.
No, and then we were parked at Fighting Island, and you continued to...
We drank the last of the booze.
If you guys let me just talk instead of interrupting constantly, we started
talking about Man of Steel.
Listen to this fucking podcast, and you guys know that I don't get two words in without being interrupted. So...
Maybe it's because you don't get to the point, man.
I was trying to tell you a cool part of the game. I didn't say you want to hear the ending. I was trying to tell you about the whole part with Ellie and David.
It's fun to tease.
Yeah, it's real fun.
You tease plenty, my friend.
All I say about you is you don't play video games.
You tease plenty.
That's it.
You know what?
Put your baby.
I like games.
I like games better than all of you guys.
Battlefield 3's
like
best
games.
Game.
So thanks for coming out for episode 35.
100.
I think it might be 36.
I think it's episode 100. Thanks for staying with us for the last 3 years.
Sure, give us a good one.
We did.
Art.
All right.
Why don't we laugh at three years? Episode 100 would mean that...
Who knows?
It's 2 years in a couple weeks.
Well, we don't do it every week, clearly.
All right. So thanks for listening. You can find us on podcast at allrangemode.com. You can email us. Our Facebook is facebook.com/allrangemodepodcast. And we also have allrangemode.ca. So you can write in and let us know what you think. We insist that you let us know what you think. My name's Joe. To my right, I have Dan.
See you later, boys.
To Dan's right, we have Doug.
Bye.
To Doug's right, we have Chad.
Show me your penis, Liz.
And that's back to me. Thanks for listening. All Range Mode out.
All Range Mode.